So a couple of months ago, I was listening to a hearing going on at the Colorado State House about a bill that would allow people to carry guns on school grounds. School safety is a big issue. It has been since Columbine. And these types of discussions are going on around the country. One of the first people to testify in favor of the bill was a guy named Evan Todd.
As the two murderers made their way into the school and into the library, I was the first one targeted as they fired.
He was shot. Shrapnel blew back into his face.
And they walked around murdering my classmates execution style with no one to stop them. It's been 20 years and a lot of things were different and a lot of things have changed. But one thing that has not changed is I do not believe we have seriously taken into consideration how we protect and defend our children in our schools.
A few weeks later, I drove out to meet Evan at his home near Denver. He asked me not to say where exactly he lives because he says that weird people sometimes contact him about Columbine. Internet threats, stuff like that. I meet Evan's two little chihuahuas and his son Hunter.
Hello. How old are you?
Just over a year.
Evan's home with him on Fridays.
Sleeps through the night, eats good. You know, he's not in a lot of trouble. He's pretty awesome.
Eventually, Evan puts the baby down for a nap so we can sit and talk.
20 years later, are your memories of the shooting at your school still sharp? Or are you starting to forget details?
I can see everything like it was yesterday. And I can still remember the feelings and the sounds and the smells. And
that day, 20 years ago, he was in the library with his friends, attempting to write a paper.
So yeah, we were in there, you know, joking around and throwing little wads of paper at each other, and you know,
you were being a teenager.
Yeah, we were 15 years old. So, and then just in an instant, it's hard to explain because you had this adrenaline, but then you had this helplessness.
There was an explosion, smoke, then pops of gunfire echoing through the hallways. A teacher came in and screamed for everybody to get down. Evan describes an adrenaline rush as panic set in around him.
I remember thinking, okay, the police have got to be coming. Someone with a gun has got to come in here and stop these guys. We're going to get out of here. And nothing. One of them kneeled down and put a gun to my head and said, "Why shouldn't we kill you?" And so when they came up to me, I really thought, this is it. This is the end of my life.
The killers didn't pull the trigger. And that day, naturally, has really informed his thinking about safety and guns. After the incident, the first time he shot one, Evan said that the sound made his heart race. It brought back memories. He wondered if maybe access to guns was the problem. Evan decided, no, it was people, not guns, that were the problem, and that generally, when used responsibly, guns make people safer. Like teachers carrying guns in schools. Evan explains what he means by that.
We should not ever ask a teacher to carry a firearm. We should just not disarm the ones that want to. And likewise, I don't think we should have the gun-free zones. There's no reason a parent who, like myself, has my carry concealed weapons permit should be disarmed at the door when I go to pick up my child from class.
Currently, teachers or school staff in districts in 31 states can legally carry weapons in schools, according to a review of state laws and local news coverage by Guns in America. There aren't any federal standards. The Education Commission of the States, an organization that tracks education policy, says that it's not aware of any state that allows districts to require that their teachers carry a weapon. Evan believes a teacher with a gun can make a difference during a school shooting.
What actually stops these from happening? And in the world we live in, a firearm is one of those ways. A firearm would have saved lives at Columbine.
Evan Todd's story is just one story, one perspective, formed around a rare worst-case scenario. Carrie LaFollette is a Columbine survivor who's now a teacher in Wyoming. At a school board meeting last year, a local news outlet reported she said that if teachers had guns that day, quote, "I cannot imagine how much worse that situation would have turned out." Evan and Carrie's perspectives matter because these experiences are what many parents all over the country are afraid of. And those fears are driving the decisions around arming teachers.
The truth is we are never going to be 100% perfect and have risk elimination in schools or anywhere else in our society.
This is Ken Trump.
No relation to the president.
He's worked in school safety for over 30 years, and he thinks allowing teachers to carry guns is a bad idea.
I personally support concealed carry and respect Second Amendment rights, but the issue here is not one of protecting yourself. You're talking about tasking teachers, support staff members, to perform a public safety function.
Trump puts this discussion in the context of police officers using firearms.
What is interesting to me is that we've spent, as a nation, the past 5 or 10 years increasingly being critical of law enforcement, and we've demanded more training, more scrutiny. And at the same time now, we were having a conversation where we say give somebody much less training compared to a police officer, put them in a school, and everything's going to be better.
There isn't much data out there to suggest whether or not arming teachers would make things better. But the FBI has looked at active shooter situations, analyzing 160 of these incidents between 2000 and 2013. Most of them ended before police arrived, many in 5 minutes or less. The majority of incidents ended in the shooter killing themselves or fleeing or just stopping shooting. Just 5 of these active shooter situations were stopped by an armed civilian or security guard. And there are risks to those armed individuals. There's a chance they could be killed by the shooter or by law enforcement. As for the everyday risks, guns could be left in a bathroom or stolen out of a car, discharged accidentally, or simply used in a dangerous way. I asked Evan Todd, the Columbine survivor, about these risks, that a teacher could be mistaken for an active shooter, for example.
You're absolutely right that it does happen, but it's so minuscule. It's so small.
For Evan, the potential benefits simply outweigh the potential risks.
Yeah, you love puffs, don't you?
Evan believed in allowing teachers to conceal carry before he became a dad, but recently he's become more focused, more passionate on the issue of safety. And his son has been a big part of it.
You know, because I'm thinking about his upbringing and his future. And now it's a whole new motivation for the future, if that makes sense.
No matter how you define a mass shooting, they account for less than 2% of gun deaths in the U.S. each year. Evan gets that.
Had I not gone through it, I don't know if I would have the same perspective. And that's the difficult part, you know, because I can see that side of it where people carry on because they know how rare and how safe their children are. But, you know, I've seen evil in this world. Ignoring it never does anything.
Tomorrow, I'll explore a different angle on school safety that became important in the years after Columbine, reducing school violence through mental health care. Lee Patterson, KUNC.